Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. I'm so glad you joined me today as we continue our series on living a life without limitations. You know, isn't that exciting that we can live a life without limitations? Now, we can only do that because we serve a limitless God. And because we are joined up with Him, our faith is in Him, we are in covenant with Him, that means that our life can be a life without limitations. Paul knew about this, and he expressed it in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, where he said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." By the word strengthened there is a form of the Greek word dunamis, which actually means power. It's the word from which we get words like dynamite and dynamo. It's the Greek word dunamis. In most places, it's translated power. And so literally what Paul is saying, I can do all things through Christ who empowers me. In other words, Paul is saying, my life is limitless because of Christ who lives in me and empowers me. Say that again. Paul is saying my life is limitless because of Christ who lives in me and empowers me. John the Apostle was speaking of the same thing when in his epistle, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. My friends, God wants us to take the limits off of ourselves, off of Him. And you see, when we take the limits off of Him, we have to take the limits off of ourselves. And I want to look at a very inspiring story in the Old Testament that illustrates this so vividly, and it is the story of Gideon. This is found in Judges chapter 6. Now, after the death of Joshua, who was the successor of Moses and who brought the children of Israel, Joshua brought the children of Israel into the land of Canaan, and they began to possess the land. Now, after Joshua died, Israel was governed and ruled over by a series of judges. And some of their names include Deborah, Gideon, Samuel, Samson. These were some of these judges that ruled over Israel between Joshua and the time of the establishment of the monarchy, beginning with Saul and then David. Saul was Israel's first king. Now, when Gideon was raised up, in Judges chapter 6, he is an example of an individual who had to take the limits off of himself, and God actually required him to take the limits off of himself. It was a time of devastation in the land of Israel. They were overrun by the Midianites. The Midianites would come in when their harvest, when they had planted their harvest and they were about ready to reap their harvest, the Midianites would come in and take their harvest for themselves, and what they did not need for themselves and their animals, they would burn the rest. And the Israelites were oppressed, and they to get away from the Midianites, they went into the mountains and they lived in dens and caves. And they were just having to eke out a living the best they could. It was a terrible time. And there was this young man by the name of Gideon one day. He was threshing wheat in the wine press. Now, why was he threshing wheat in the wine press? Well, the scripture says for fear of the Midianites. In other words, it wasn't the time of grapes. It wasn't the time when people would be, trampling out the grapes to make wine out of them. And so Gideon, in hopes that the Midianites would not think of looking in the wine press, he had taken some wheat, he had harvested some wheat, and he was threshing it out in the wine press, living in fear of these mortal enemies of Israel, the Midianites. And while he's there in fear, threshing out this bit of grain for him and his family, the angel of the Lord appears to him. Now, we see when we read this that the angel of the Lord, and you'll notice that angel is in caps, and Lord is in all caps, literally the angel of Yahweh. And we find as we read this that this is actually what is called a theophany. Theophany is a word that comes from two Greek words, theos meaning God and phanerosis meaning a visible manifestation. So theophany is a visible manifestation of God, who is spirit, who is invisible, who is spirit. And so the angel of the Lord, now we know that this is God himself appearing, because later, as the biblical writer is giving this account, he will say that the Lord spoke to Gideon, all caps, Yahweh spoke to Gideon, or Jehovah spoke to Gideon. And so the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, and listen to what he said to him. He said, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Wow. And so the Lord calls Gideon, this young man who is living in fear, calls him a mighty man of valor. My friends, we don't know our own potential. Gideon did not realize his own potential. And this is what God is seeking to do with Gideon, is to get him to take the limits off himself and to realize his own potential. And that's why the Lord calls him a mighty man of valor. The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. I don't know that he did, but Gideon may have looked around to say, you know, there must be somebody else here you're talking to. No, I'm talking to you, Gideon. Now, Gideon responded in a very human way. He asked a question that probably most of us have asked. He said, "If the Lord is with us, then why has all this happened to us? If the Lord is with us, why are we in this mess?" Now, the Lord did not even bother answering his question. He said, "Why has all this happened to us, and where's all his miracles that our fathers told us about? We've heard about all these miracles, but where are they if God is with us?" So the Lord did not even respond to Gideon's questions. He responded by giving him a commission, and he said, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel." Some translations say, "Go in this strength of yours, and you shall deliver Israel." And in this conversation, Gideon responds by telling how insignificant and weak he is. He said, "My clan is the smallest in Manasseh," which is one of the lesser tribes of Israel. "My clan is the smallest in this small tribe, and I am the least. I'm the smallest and the least, the weakest in my father's house." And God says, "Gideon, go in this your strength. Go in this your..." Gideon, you have it in you to deliver your nation. You don't realize your potential, Gideon. You have it in you to deliver your nation. Now go in this your strength, and you will deliver Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? Now this is the key. God is sending him. And as Gideon continues to explain why he's not up to the task, the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you will defeat the Midianites as one man." Wow. And so in this entire conversation, God is seeking to get Gideon to take the limits off of himself. He wants Gideon to see himself as God sees him. Did you know God sees your potential that you don't see, that even your parents never saw? I think I mentioned this last week or the week before, but when I was growing up, I was very, very backward and very shy. Man, it was hard for me to get up and to say anything in class at school. And after I gave my life to the Lord, it was hard for me to give any kind of testimony. And somebody asked my father one time, who was a pastor, and I had my older brother, Pete, said, do you think that Pete or Eddie will go into the ministry? And I was told that my dad said, well, Pete might, but Eddie won't. He's too shy. But you see, God saw something in me that even my parents didn't see. And God sees things in you that nobody else has seen. And you need to see yourself the way that God sees you. And God wants you to realize that there's potential in you that nobody else but Him has seen. And He wants you to take the limits off of yourself today. For there are tremendous things that He wants to accomplish in you and through you. He wants to bring you in to that life without limitations. I'm Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.